We continue Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tzadik Sif Tezvav. Afilam Nachri Bama Atz Melasis Ez Malach B'Shvi Yisrael. Even if a Nachri comes on his own to do something on behalf of a Jew on Shabbos, Tzarech Yisrael Limchas Bay. Yisrael has to tell him, we may not have benefit from you on Shabbos. Okay, Rav Chacham Shrozel Lahosa Pechem and Erisha Yisrael. If a Nachri wants to remove the charcoal that forms on top of the candles on behalf of Yisrael, in order they should light better, we have to protest that he may not do this. In a case where the Nachri did this on his own, and furthermore, even had he not done what he did, we wouldn't have that much benefit from him, there are many paiskim that are more lenient. So for example, if a Nachri puts on lights in a room, but there are candles lit in that room, so we could see, so we don't have to leave the room. But we will have to leave the room as soon as those candles go out. And as long as the candles are on, the benefit is limited, and therefore there's room for leniency. Sif Tazayin, Imroya Adam, Shiyuchal Avil Dehas, Efsid. If a person sees that there's a potential loss, Kigansh Nisroya Lechev Shiyayin Kadayma, a barrel of wine is about to go bad. Mutan Likris Nachri Shom, he could call a Nachri. Aval Pishidesh Nachri Vadi Skeno, even though he knows that the Nachri, as soon as he sees it, will fix it. Vafilib Melacha Gemura, even if it means a full fledged Melacha. Vaj Shizoy Yisrael Shloy Lomas Lomelo Shum Remet Sivil Sakin. He's not allowed to tell him or even hint to him that he should fix it. But as we're going to learn, that's only by deraisa. If what's needed to do here is a malacha deraisa, we can't ask the Nachri to do a malacha deraisa in any way. May we not ask him directly. But you may say, whoever will save me from this loss, lo yafsid tzchari, will not lose for doing so. And even that should not be done. Elba makam hefsid meruba. When we have something which is not a full-fledged malacha, the only reason it's us is because it's Issa the Rabbanan. If it's for Tzarech Mitzah, or if it's a situation that the person that needs it to be done for him is sick, and there are really three categories. Somebody who has only a mechish, something minor, we're not allowed to ask a guy to do something on his behalf. Somebody who is in Sakana, so they were allowed to ask the Nachri to do whatever we need to do, whatever needs to be done. This is somebody who's a choler she'ein by sakana. He's sick, but not that terrible. For him, we're allowed to do a shvus to shvus, a melacha de rabbanon through a goy. And this is the reason why we could call a Nachri on Shabbos, lavi sheicher, to bring beer, or shad davel atzarech Shabbos, or anything that's the Tzarech Shabbos, Afa Makam Shein Erev, even in a place where there's no Erev. Again, if it's a place where there's no Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, so carrying there is only the Rabbanan carrying in a Karmel. The same thing would be if we need the Nachri to do something for Tefillah B'Tzibur or for Kriyas HaTorah, there's room for to leniency when a Nachri is only doing a Rabbanan. However, Ve'en L'Halter El B'Shas HaTchak, we should only do this when it's really an emergency. We don't have what to drink. If you're only doing it for enjoyment, then we can't be lenient. If to ask a Nachri to bring something from Chutz L'Tchum, even on Asr B'Shavs Meshevi, anything that he was asked to bring from Chutz L'Tchum, the person on behalf who it was brought may not use that object on Shabbos, and may not use it on Shabbos, but he has to wait b'chdei shiyasa. On Matzah Shabbos, he could only benefit from this object after the amount of time it takes to bring it. But this is only for the person on behalf of whom it was brought. But if it was brought for one individual, then another individual who didn't ask that it should be brought may have hanor from if the Nachri brought it. The same thing valves when there's a loss. It's raining and there's things outside that will get ruined. We could ask the Nachri to move it. We could rely on this halak psak, but Malkum have segodl. Besa kar, when it's cold, we could ask the Nachri to put on the heat. Everybody's considered a chalashish by shame by sakana when it comes to chas v'shalom getting cold. Many poskim are of the opinion that same thing would be for air conditioning. If there's a place where it's very hot and the air conditioning is not on, you could ask a nachri to put on the air conditioning. There are those that are more machmer. The Gemara says the hakacholim eitzel tzina. Everybody's considered sick in a situation where he will be cold. Our interpretation, many poskim interpretations, is the same when there's missing air conditioning, but there's no explicit halacha that way. Avam ena murchach kol kach, but if it's not that terrible, ein lasazois, don't do so. We got muscle on nichlev kachavim shiyas katana b'shabbos ach chatzois yoyim. We're not allowed to ask a nachri to put on the heat on Shabbos, k'day sheicham b'layla, that it should be warm by night. That's wrong. The Paiskim make, Ramosha and other Paiskim make a very important point. In the world that we live in, where we have Shabbos clocks, we have these timers, it's much better to rely on a timer doing something, which is nothing's being actually done on Shabbos, than to rely and get into these questions of having a Nachri do Malach for us on Shabbos. Sif Yutas, Asr L'Shloich Evet Chum Chutz L'Tchum, we're not allowed to send a Nachri outside of Tchum, Bishvil Krovi Ameis, in order if there's a Levaya that's going to be taking place, to bring the relatives, or Bishvil Saftan, or to bring somebody to say a Hesped at a Levaya. Sif Chof, Evet Chum Amevi Tfuli Yisrael B'Chovoi. If a Nachri is paying off a debt to Yisrael by bringing him wheat, Yisrael Nois Nois Mavtech La'Yisrael, and the Yisrael gives the Nachri the key to the warehouse. And then the Ayv Kachav measures what he brings there. Mutter. The Nachri is only doing what's for his own behalf. The Tfuah doesn't really become the Jews until after he measured it and deposited it. So he wasn't doing anything on behalf of the Jew. Yisrael Mutter Loi Lamed Sham. The Yisrael may stand there. Shloyata is to make sure that the Nachri is not deceiving him. Uvachi dabe meklal min esek, has to be careful not to talk to him about the business. Amam hevilo tfuah shloy, but if the Nachri brought a Jew's tfuah, oisoloy melahem lefnoisim agos latoich atzroi, he may not give direction to the Nachri to put something that he owns into his warehouse. Vim filam atzim roitz lefnoisim, even if they just want to do it on their own, the Jews have to tell the Nachri not to do this on Shabbos. And this will be the same halacha if a Jew receives a delivery on Shabbos. So if what was delivered on Shabbos already belongs to the Jew, the halacha is much stronger than if it does not yet belong to the Jew. If a Nachri makes cheese out of his own milk, and the Jew observes the milking and the making of the cheese, in order that it should be chol of Yisrael, that a Jew could eat from this and be able to buy this after Shabbos, even though the Nachri's intention is to ultimately sell this cheese to a Jew, this is still mutter. Since at that point the cheese that's being manufactured still belongs to the Nachri, and therefore what he's doing, is also who's doing it for his own benefit. The Yisrael may even tell the Nachri to produce this cheese. One may tell a Nachri, I say, do whatever you could do. Even though ultimately a Jew will benefit from it, but at this point it's completely the Nachri's. If the Nachri milked milk on Shabbos that belongs from cows that belong to the Nachri, then the Nachri could move the milk into the refrigerator. But the Yisrael may not touch that milk, because that milk is muksa. And therefore, he may not touch the milk until Matzoy Shabbos, but on Matzoy Shabbos, the Yisrael may touch this type of milk without any problem. If a Nachri bought something from Yisrael, and now he wants to pick it up on Shabbos. If it's at all possible, yesh loy lemanai, one should prevent him from doing this, because it looks like memka umeka chumemka. However, in a place where a Nachri is just coming to pick up something that belongs to him from a Jew's house, there's room for more leniency. Sifchav gimel. If somebody has yahrzeit on Shabbos, v'shochech lahadlik ner shel yahrzeit, and he forgot to light a yahrzeit candle before Shabbos, yochel loim lev k'chavim ben shmoshes shiadlik, and that's already ben shmoshes Friday evening. So of course the Yisrael at this point may not light the yahrzeit candle. He could ask the Nachri ben shmoshes, the halach is much more lenient. Avoloi b'Shabbos, on Shabbos itself, he's not allowed to ask the Nachri to put on the yahrzeit candle.